Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Good morning. What's
good
up, man?
Good morning. The only problem is, real quick, I'm going to explain to everyone. So I have this virtual board in front of me. And this is before we get to sports, everything like that. It's the Plan B Morning Show, all that good stuff. This board has such tiny little buttons. I'm a little annoyed. Like, it's super amazing. I don't want to downplay how amazing this is, that I can run a board right here that's running the studio that's a different building. But I wish I could adjust things. Like, you can't adjust the size of anything. You can't adjust anything on it. And it's these tiny little buttons that you have to navigate through. Mm-hmm. And I swear to God, I have clicked so many wrong buttons. Like, oh, no, wait, that's not right.
So it's still digital. It's all digital. You don't have an actual physical board that you're touching, do you?
No, it's I do have one to my right, but that's just for like volume and everything and my headphones.
It's not going to fire the next song or anything.
No, I have to do that on this digital board, virtual board that you cannot adjust.
It amazes me that they don't have anything like that, because we had a meeting like a month or two ago. And it was all about this, because we kind of had a feeling this was coming.
Yeah.
And I remember a certain part of that meeting, I'm like, hey, do they have like a, you know, like DJs, you know, how they plug a, you know, into USB through a computer, it controls everything, you know, the software. And he's like, you know, that'd be a good idea. They should do it. I'm like, what? They don't have that?
No. And this is a huge step, obviously. But if anybody wonders if I'm slow on the buttons, I mean, I'm usually pretty slow, but these buttons are so tiny, and I'm like, I can't even see some of them. Like, I don't even know what this means. This doesn't make sense.
I mean, you're just really leaning into a hand joke, and I'm going to leave you alone because it's early.
Oh, what? Go ahead. I'm using a mouse, dick.
Tiny little buttons. Yeah, you know, they're hard
to
hit.
I'm using a mouse, so your joke doesn't work, you dick.
Oh, I was going to talk about your tiny little mouse, though.
Oh, yeah, my tiny little mouse. It's all right. Your mom likes my tiny little mouse. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
I talked to her last night.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. We got a case of them. We got the variety pack in our fridge right now. You know, I might have one for breakfast. Maybe a nice strawberry for breakfast. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, see, this is your second day broadcasting from your house. You're starting to learn the luxury of having like a cup of coffee like 20 feet away, breakfast 30 feet away,
beer,
booze 5 feet away.
It's right here. It's right next to me. I haven't opened it yet, but we could. No, but seriously, try a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. What do you got for sports?
So I got two stories here. I think you got one of them here, too. It's going to follow up on Kyle Larson from yesterday. Unbelievable. But first, Carolina Panthers are signing running back Christian McCaffrey to a 4-year, $64 million contract extension. The reported deal will average $16 million annually and make McCaffrey the highest paid running back in NFL history. You'll be under contract through 2025. That's insane. That's craziness. That's a lot of money, but the boy has earned it. I believe he is he's something else, man. Christian McCaffrey is no joke. But, dude, are they going to play? That's the thing. You know, it's just like all these reports, like everything is normal. Everything is which it rightfully it should be. But isn't there like a big asterisk like right next to everything? Like if the NFL season plays, like, we should follow up every story with that, like, if it happens.
Yeah, but I think right now they're trying to stay positive, and it's still a ways away. You know, I guess if it got closer, if we were closer to that September start date and there wasn't any relief from this, I'd understand. But, like, right now, why bum people out, I guess, from their standpoint? Why bum people out when there still is a chance – a pretty good chance at this point that we know of that it'll still happen, you know?
Mm-hmm. By the way, having no fans in the stadiums over the next year, if that's going to happen, total between the NFL, it's going to be around $1 billion missed out. That's including every team.
That is crazy. That's, you know, a lot of dough, man.
I think that, you know, higher, like the Cowboys, $100 million. They're thinking about losing. I mean, it's just extreme numbers, man. It's so sad.
Yeah.
Moving on, though. Let's go to NASCAR here. Chip Ganassi, I believe, racing. Kyle Larson, he's the driver for that. Mm-hmm. Suspended indefinitely after the story yesterday that we dropped. He was suspended indefinitely without pay following a use of a racial slur on a live stream during an iRacing event on Sunday. The incident happened when Larson apparently lost communication with his headset. His spotter, he was trying to talk to him. Then he said the N-word, which is, oh, no, don't. While checking his microphone wasn't working, and blah, 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 boom, he dropped a pretty nasty word there. And people don't take too kindly to that.
No.
Especially sponsors. NASCAR has made this is what he says, NASCAR has made diversity and inclusion with priority and will not tolerate the type of language used by Kyle Larson during Sunday's iRacing event. NASCAR said in a statement, our member conduct guidelines are clear in this regard, and we will enforce these guidelines to maintain an inclusive environment for our entire industry and fan base. He also added... Chip Ganassi Racing officials added, we're extremely disappointed with what Kyle said last night during an iRacing event. The words that he chose to use are offensive and unacceptable. At this moment, we are suspending Kyle without pay while we work out through the situation with appropriate parties. McDonald's dropped. Credit One Bank dropped. They both made statements saying, sorry, blah, blah, blah. You know, obviously we can't, you know, sponsor anything in that regards. Kyle Larson spoke up. He says, hang on, let me get his quote here.
Where is it?
It was actually pretty heartfelt. I wasn't raised that way. It's just an awful thing to say. I feel sorry for my family and friends, my partners, the NASCAR community, and especially the African-American community. I understand the damage is probably unrepairable, and I own up to that. So and he's owning up to it. I mean,
it will be interesting to see what happens. You know, obviously, Kyle Larson, a pretty well-known racer. He's done pretty well for himself. Mm-hmm. Is he going to be able to bounce back from this?
See, there's a few things in life, and it comes with marriage, and it comes with, there's always a few things where you just don't say. There's grounds where you just don't go to, and he went to one of them, and he's paying for it right now, man. You know what's crazy is these guys, after a race, they'll duke it out. Mm-hmm. If you cut somebody off or you're rubbing too much, they'll hop out of the car and start swinging on you, and these guys are racing the next week. You know, and one racial slur that just tells you how serious and how far away it shouldn't even be in your vocabulary, first off. But how serious they take that, man. Don't mess with that. So you could swing and you could pound on other drivers after a race, but as soon as you go into those grounds, you're done. So.
All right, well, we'll keep you posted on that and anything else that's happened in the sports world coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
All right, we'll be back in just a few. Stick around. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
Rock 107.